Flags waved and Bavarians young and old cheered Pope Benedict. A military band played the Vatican anthem for the Holy Father. After his plane touched down at Franz Josef Strauss International Airport in Munich Saturday afternoon. The German heads of state and government were there to greet the Holy Father along with Bavaria's president Edmund Stoiber. The Cardinal Archbishop of Munich and Freising, Friedrich Wetter, was there to receive Pope Benedict along with the head of the German Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Karl Lehmann, and the bishops of Bavaria. After brief words of greeting from German President Horst Köhler,
Heiliger Vater, willkommen in der Heimat, willkommen in Deutschland.
Pope Benedict addressed the dignitaries and the gathered faithful.
Sehr geehrter Herr Bundespräsident, verehrte Frau Bundeskanzlerin,
the Holy Father said he recalls people and events that touched him deeply and marked him permanently.
Erinnerungen an Menschen und Ereignisse, die tiefe Spuren
fully aware of all that he received during his years in Bavaria, Pope Benedict said he has come first and foremost to thank all those who contributed to his personal formation. Pope Benedict also said he has come as the successor to Peter,
als Nachfolger des Apostels Petrus,
to confirm and reaffirm the profound connection, the strong ties that exist between the See of Rome and the Church in what he called his homeland, Bavaria. There to greet Pope Benedict at the airport were representatives from every phase of his life in Bavaria, including faithful from the parish where the man born Josef Ratzinger received baptism the very day he was born, April 16th, Holy Saturday, 1927. Children who have recently made First Communion in the church where Pope Benedict received the Eucharist for the first time himself were also present, as well as students from the minor seminary where Pope Benedict received his early instruction. Today, the man who once was known to the world as Josef Ratzinger is the spiritual father to Bavarians who, in simple and beautiful ways, are everywhere expressing their joy at Pope Benedict's homecoming. Across the main avenue of Munich and above the thoroughfares that lead to the towns Pope Benedict will visit are banners bearing the German words that say, quite simply, Holy Father, welcome home. Seminarians from the Diocese of Munich and Freising shared their feelings with me. For you as a seminarian of the Archdiocese, what does this represent?
This is very important because we are not so many and we need to be strengthened in our vocation, in our faith, above all in our hope and love to Christ and to the people. And so we need the Pope to tell us you are on the right way.
How do you feel that the Pope is coming back, coming home?
I'm happy. I'm happy to hear his speeches very near to people of these days. This is something essential for me, for the priesthood too.
The people of Bavaria have understood that Pope Benedict is coming back to show the world where he learned that those who believe are truly never alone. The youth of Bavaria are enthusiastic about the Holy Father's visit as well. Many, like this young pilgrim couple, are keenly aware of the importance of the Pope's homecoming.
I'm Orthodox, but he's Catholic. Just once a once-life experience, and you have to be there if you believe in God.
Pope is coming back to Aldeutting when I'm alive. Yeah, it's great. It's a good feeling.
From Munich, I'm Chris Altieri.